This is a video of some girl crying outside of a Taylor Swift concert. She didn't even go to the concert. She's crying hysterically because Taylor Swift played a particular song, singing Exile, also known as the song that saved my life. And her friends, they start kind of like laughing at first, like, oh, like, geez, like, calm down.
Who's recording this? The friends?
Yeah, someone placed the camera down to record her reaction to it. Someone comments, therapy might be a good choice, which I think I agree with. And no, if you guys are watching this show, you know I'm not the big fan of Taylor Swift. Or actually, I'm not a... I think
you're her biggest fan. What are you talking about?
I think I dislike Swifties more than I like more than I dislike Taylor Swift, because Swifties are the reason that's given Taylor Swift her power.
Well,
but
I was
going
to say, I think you hate the culture around Taylor Swift, not her.
The obsession.
Yeah.
The obsession and the mid-level music, and she's getting treated like the return of Michael Jackson. She's being treated like. And like her stuff, if you compare her music to Michael Jackson's music, it's a 1 compared to the 10 of Michael Jackson. That's a fact. It's not even an opinion.
Well,
anyways,
got to give her credit to, like, she directs her music videos. She does a lot. She writes her music.
Does she really?
Yeah,
I mean,
she
there's
does.
So many like actors
no.
and people out there. I direct my stuff, but there's like 12 assistant directors on set and a cinematographer and 16 producers, and she's kind of just standing there. Well, I kind of like that.
Joseph, I'm saying she's the one. The reason why she's so big like that is because she actually does it all. She actually does.
I mean, that's all part of...
What are you doing?
You got to talk more into the mic.
You want me to talk like this?
Don't be a dickhead. But anyways, back to that video. yeah, I think someone like that should see therapy instead of... I mean, I don't want to knock on it too much.
This is the worst reaction video. Why'd you pull that video up?
Because people are talking about it. Listen. I'll play devil's advocate with myself. Part of me, the deep internal insides of me, want to make fun of that girl. So I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to be in defense of that girl. Okay. Should I do that?
Do what you want.
Some people are going through stuff in their lives.
Okay.
And a lot of people, they turn to media that helps them get through those things. I get messages all the time. Oh, your videos helped me go through a tough time or whatever.
Your prank videos?
Yeah, my prank. I don't know how, but
you're saying there's a nickel on the ground?
Yeah. That helped people get through some tough times. I've saved lives with those pranks. But I guess people cope in different ways. They use it to take their mind off of things or take themselves out of the reality of the world that they're living in now to go into a different reality to help them get through, or sometimes listen to music because it speaks to them and it just makes them feel a type of way and whatever, they go through it. And then now she's hearing the song live and all those emotions are coming back and they come pouring out.
Passionate Joe, wow.
So
side I haven't seen.
That's my devil advocate. The other way. Okay. Now
here we go.
Now how I feel, grow the fuck up. Like...
So dumb.
All right, I guess that's it for this one. You have any takes on it?
No, that was a terrible reaction, like, video to react to.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want me to say? She's crying on the ground. She's recording it.
Yeah, she recorded it. She set it up and clicked the record button.
That's why I asked. Okay. That's why I asked who recorded
she
that
knew
video.
She was, in, yeah.
Was it her friend? Because that maybe made her
friend
down. It was
definitely her phone. It was definitely her phone.
Okay.
Because she titled it, like, as if it was her. Sydney Tonight, my reaction to Taylor singing Exile, also known as a song that saved my life.
You know what she's hoping? That Taylor Swift sees that night and lets her in. Ah, she's outside.
Nah, she's on stage. She does it all, Gila. Didn't you forget? She does it all.
She
doesn't have the time to look for this video
because
she does
right.
it all. Okay.
But the Swifties will make sure that Taylor Swift sees it.
I don't think they will. I think Swifties are jealous. I think if she got invited up on stage, I think deep down Swifties would be like fuming because it's not them. Yeah, just yawn another guy.
I'm glad I'm not a Swiftie. I am somewhat a Swiftie.
Kayla, you were watching the Taylor Swift concert on TV and you were like just smiling the whole time. You're a Swiftie deep down.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I fell asleep.
You know,
it was actually a really good sleep. It was.
Shut up. Okay.
No,
we're done.
I'm so down to put the Taylor Swift concert on at night because I'll sleep like a freaking baby.
That means you really enjoy her music and it's very soothing to your brain.
No, it just puts me to sleep because it's not something I want to watch. I used to actually, what used to help me sleep in the past, I would put the old Star Trek movies on I remember one night I put it on. I was like, oh, my dad watches this. Let me watch it to, like, catch up and relate with my dad. So I put one of the old Star Trek movies on. I slept like a baby that night. I fell asleep 5 minutes in. It was great. And then the next day, I was like, let me try this again. And I fell asleep again. So throughout high school, I would put the movie on when I would have trouble sleeping, because it was just, like, to me, it was just so boring.
You amaze me.
Because if I'm watching a show that I like One Piece, for instance, I'm going to, like, try to keep myself up to watch the show. But if you put something boring on, sleep like a baby.
Well, I guess The Walking Dead was not enough to keep you awake last night.
We watched, like, 6 episodes straight. Okay, that's different.
I don't care. I was wide awake. I fall asleep every single night, and you just couldn't give me, what, 5 more minutes?
No, you don't understand this. I gave you 5 more minutes like 20 times in my head.
In your head. You didn't communicate that.
Because you were going to freak out on me.
I did freak out. I said, no, let me keep watching.
Yeah, I let you keep.
We're off track.
We're off track. All right.